With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. The government declares a temporary truce in a high-profile immigration case. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In a court filing, the Trump administration states immigration officials do not plan to detain Kilmer Abrego Garcia again as long as a judge's order banning it stands. However, Immigration and Customs Enforcement did make clear it would detain Abrego Garcia if the order is lifted. The Salvadoran citizen's case has become a lightning rod in the immigration debate. Earlier this month, U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes questioned whether government officials could be trusted to follow court orders, barring them from taking Abrego Garcia into immigration custody or deporting him. I'm Ben Thomas.
The New Year's Eve ball drop in the Big Apple has many imitators.
Unique local items, including food, are among the ways Americans will welcome in 2026 from sea to shining sea. As a sample, there's a chili pepper drop in Las Cruces, New Mexico, a cheese wedge drop in Plymouth, Wisconsin, a conch shell drop in Key West, Florida, and a moon pie drop in Mobile, Alabama. All are a nod to the high-profile festivities in New York City's Times Square, whose tradition dates back to 1907, whose ball becomes more and more sophisticated with technology every new year. George Williams, Washington.
And on this day in history, it was 1904 when New York Times Square saw its first New Year's Eve celebration. An estimated 200,000 people were in attendance. In 1999, Russian President Boris Yeltsin resigned, making Prime Minister Vladimir Putin acting president. And in 2024, a powerful blackout hit nearly all of Puerto Rico as U.S. territory prepared for a celebration of New Year's Eve, leaving more than 1.3 million people in the dark. A private utility company said more than 700,000 clients had their lights back on later that night. This is SRN News. The Global Center on Christianity has shifted, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
In reviewing its biggest findings of 2025, the Pew Research Center highlights the release of a survey in June that demonstrates the largest concentration of Christians is now in sub-Saharan Africa. 31% of the Christians in the world live somewhere in Africa, with Europe, once the leader, now in second place at 22%. Part of the reason for the shift is that African Christians are having large families, while those in Europe and North America are not. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity got its start in the Middle East, but according to a new report, the number of believers in the region continued to drop. The Pew Research Center survey finds that 3% of the population of the Middle East and North Africa are Christian, down from 3.3% in 2010. A century ago, the Christian population stood at 13%. Persecution is a primary driver for the decline, sending many believers out of the region where they were born. Egypt is the country with the largest Christian population at roughly 10%. More on these stories at srnnews.com. Some revelers may have to buckle down to celebrate New Year's.
Marching bands, floats, and thousands of spectators are bracing for a rare dose of New Year's Day rain for the prestigious Rose Parade in Southern California. Meanwhile, in New York City, hats and gloves are necessary for what could be the coldest midnight ball drop in many years. Predictions of rain for the 137th Rose Parade in Pasadena, California, have grown all week. Organizers so far only making small changes. The tops will be up on the carrying Grand Marshal Magic Johnson and other VIPs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The New Year swept closer for the Middle East and parts of Europe and Africa after drummers in Asia pounded in 2026 and fireworks lit the skies. Russians celebrated in snowy Moscow and a light snow somersaulted in Dubai. This is SRN News.